You know what that means? It is time for Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU. And as always, very happy to welcome in the executive director of the Michigan Theater, Russ Collins. And how exhausted are you today, sir?
We definitely finished up the Cinetopia Film Festival, which was very, very exciting. We thank everyone who came out and supported and saw lots of movies. But yes, it is kind of exhausting. It's kind of like a fun drive for the public radio, but it's exhilarating and also exhausting. But,
so you're saying this was the best year ever? Why was this the best year? And I'm saying it loud because you used caps and exclamation points, which is not something you normally do, but you must have been excited about something. What was it?
Yes, well, we've gotten very positive feedback from folks that came out, from our pass holders and our ticket holders in terms of the programming. We had a few more documentaries in terms of ratio of films than we usually have, and people liked that quite a bit. We had really good numbers in terms of attendees and pass holders. The screenings in Royal Oak at the Imagine Theater out there went really well. The screenings in Ann Arbor at the Michigan and State Theater and Angel Hall in Ann Arbor went really outstandingly well, and there was just a lot of an energy and excitement, and we had co-chairs that were new this year, Ariel Wan and Sarah Escalante, and they did a great, great job of putting everything together, as well as Nick Alderink, who was the head of the programming. So we're thrilled with the amount of sponsorship that was there. We're thrilled with the number of folks that came out, and we're thrilled with the feedback that we got. And, you know, it's just like a festival. People liked most of the stuff that we did, but they felt challenged and found a difficulty with a few of the films that we did, which we feel like is the right kind of balance. Not that we want to create displeasure in any of the viewers, but sometimes it's nice to be challenged a little bit, and our viewers really like that. We had a symposium on a really important female film banker by the name of Nancy Savoca, and she was here during the symposium that took place at the beginning of the festival. And that went really well. And some of the young filmmakers got to meet Nancy Savoca and really appreciated that because they had admired her work. And anyway, we're just very thrilled with the way everything turned out and thank the community so much for all of their support, both of the programs and in terms of sponsoring Cinetopia.
So are you already starting planning for next year, Russ?
We are starting planning for 2020,
all
absolutely.
Right.
So we'll look to build on the success of this year and keep Cinetopia moving forward in a positive and enthusiastic way.
All right, so Cinetopia is done. We've wrapped that up. What do we do now?
Well, tonight we have a very special screening that's a benefit for the Big Hearts for Seniors, which is a gerontology program support dynamic for the U of M gerontology programs. And the film is Care to Laugh, which is AARP. First original film. It's going to be tonight at 7 o'clock at the Michigan Theater, it's an enjoyable film about Jesus Trejo, a rising star in comedy who's pursuing his dream of success while caring for his aging parents. So it's a story a lot of us know as our parents get older and require our support, which we're happy to do, but there certainly are stresses of various kinds, and we get to see this comedian work through it, and of course it'll be a little bit humorous in terms of how he relates the story.
And not so just the movie too, you've got entertainment from a name we're all familiar with, right?
That's right. There's a reception that starts at 5:30 for VIPs, and Mr. B will be there. Mark Braun will be there to do his blues and boogie-woogie piano.
Is there any local cause that guy does not support? I mean, come on, he's just everywhere.
He's a talented guy, and we appreciate having him in the community. So you can see him tonight starting at 6:30 at the Michigan Theater. Well, opening this week is a film that we did as our Direct for Sundance film that we almost filled up the Michigan Theater for. It's a documentary called The Biggest Little Farm about this couple in California who decide they're going to put the life that they had before being farmers behind them. And neither one of them grew up on a farm, but decided that that's what they wanted to do. And it's a very, very interesting story about this couple and their dog and their adventure in organic farming that really is uses nature itself to create a sustainable environment. And they work with a consultant who knows how to do this kind of thing. And they put in many, many, many fruit trees and crops. And they have a wonderful pig that becomes a big character in the play or in the movie. And it is a charming, beautiful, compelling film about the virtue of nature and the difficulty of restoring land that has been misused for many, many years, but also the mystery and difficulty of nature itself. The Biggest Little Farm opens on Friday at the Michigan Theater, and we're very excited about that.
A sneak peek tonight, though, right?
Yes, there's a sneak peek tonight as well, absolutely, so come on out for that. And again, a lot of people saw this at the screening that we did right after Sundance, and they really liked it tremendously, so we're excited to bring it back. We're opening Booksmart, which has 99% positive reviews from Rotten Tomatoes. This opens at the State on Friday, and it's about two high school girls who have put their nose to the grindstone and done very well to get into college, but as they're about to graduate, they kind of maybe think that there were other things that they could have done and other ways that they could have related to their peers. And of course, it is a high school comedy, but it's done with a lot of wit from director Olivia Wilde.
Interesting.
And it's a fast-paced, funny, and fresh comedy that's impossible to add up all the parts and explain it clearly. But it's a really interesting, funny coming-of-age comedy.
Sounds like the female version of Superbad, but maybe a little smarter.
Yeah, I think that's a really good analogy. So go check out Booksmart. It's a well-reviewed film. Another film that I got to see at Sundance called Photograph. It's an Indian film by the director who did The Lunchbox, which was a charming film about this lunchbox where this love note was passed between these two people, and they ended up falling in love because of that. And it was very, very charming. A misplaced lunchbox becomes a story to build a romance. And the Photograph is set in Mumbai, and two lives intersect in Mumbai as a struggling street photographer who takes pictures of tourists as they're coming through Mumbai, is getting pressure from his grandmother to marry, and he falls into a relationship that comes out of same kind of interesting circumstantial dynamics as played out in the Lunchbox. I really enjoyed Photograph at Sundance.
Russ, I'm going to fast forward just a little bit because I saw you got Saturday night, one of my personal favorite cult classics, Office Space, playing Saturday night at 10 o'clock at the State Theater. What brings that back into town? Because I've never seen it in the theaters, but I've probably seen that movie 100 times.
Yeah, so we're celebrating 1999, and the series continues with Office Space on Saturday at 10 o'clock, and then we have Iron Giant coming up John Malkovich in June.
Wow, what an interesting year for movies. Oh, okay.
Yeah, absolutely. 1999 was an interesting year in movies. Now, the favorite film that I saw in Sundance was Hail Satan, which is a documentary about a religious freedom movement. It's not about satanic worship. It's a very smart, really cool film. My favorite film from Sundance, Hail Satan, also opens on Friday at the State Theater. We've got a lot of other things that are playing, and opening up at the Multiplex is going to be Aladdin, the Disney live-action version of the 1992
I'm so torn about this. Oh, man. I love Aladdin. It's one of my favorite movies from my teenage years, and I don't know about a big blue Will Smith taking the place of the incomparable voice acting of Robin Williams. I just don't know, but I'm going to give it a shot.
Yeah, absolutely. And then Brightburn is the horror film of the week. Of course, a bunch of teenagers are caught in a difficult situation. The visionary filmmakers from Guardians of the Galaxy and Slither put this together, and it's a so-called new genre superhero horror, except there don't look like there's very many. There's much superhero in
a lot. It looks like it parallels the story of Superman. An alien comes to Earth, is adopted by human parents, but instead of the direction and growing up to become a kid from Kansas, he becomes a little bit of a terror and ends up causing the scene necessary for a horror movie. So I'm interested in that one because I love the Superman origin story, and it looks like they've not applied it to horror. So maybe good. I don't know. I haven't heard much about it.
They've twisted it a little bit, and that certainly makes it interesting. If you haven't seen Wild Nights with Emily, go check that out. It's not going to be around much longer. It's got Saturday Night Live person that plays Emily Dickinson, Molly Shannon, and this is a charming film. We've got a few more screenings of Amazing Grace, the documentary on Aretha Franklin, and lots of stuff going on. We're recovering from Cinetopia, and again, thank everybody for coming out, and we'll see you at the movies.
Thanks, Russ Collins. This is Cinema Chat on 89.1 WEMU FM and HD1 Ypsilanti. As Russ said, lots to choose from, so get on out and enjoy all these incredible movies that a lot of them only exist right here in our community and are being screened right here. So thanks again to Russ Collins, and hope to see you at the theaters as well.